I'm Michelle Marquis in the KSRO newsroom, and joining me now on the live line is Assemblyman Jim Wood. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm all right. I want to talk first before we get into a little bit about the fires. The governor made an announcement today about expanded coronavirus testing. Can you tell us about this?
Well, this is a really big deal. We'll be partnering with a company that is, I lost the name, it's on the tip of my tongue, but suffice it to say, we're going to be increasing our testing capacity by up to 150,000 a day. The collaboration with this company will allow us to bring the cost per test down significantly, and the value for our quality of life, I think, is really important. The turnaround time on the test results is going to be 24 to 48 hours maximum.
Wow.
And this is going to be really, really helpful with contact tracing, with first responders, with schools, you name it. This is a game changer.
I believe the company is PerkinElmer, I think is what it is.
Thank you. I'd never heard it before. So.
Right. Yeah. but with this expanded testing, a capability, how do we get more people to go and get tested? Because July was about where we had the peak in testing here in California, and it's gone down since then.
Well, I think it's going to, as we get into cold and flu season, I think some of that will take care of itself. My concern as we get into the fall, and the beauty of this test will be it'll be able to pick up the flu virus as well. So,
okay.
So as we get into cold and flu season, when there's lots of people coughing in general, it's going to be really nice to be able to know what you actually have or what you don't have, and I think that's a real value added to this one, and I think that alone will probably drive more people to testing.
I know that this was a recent development. It was just announced today by the governor, but do we know logistically what's going to have to change, or will anything change here in Sonoma County for our testing purposes?
No, I don't think you'll notice anything on the ground per se, because what will happen is, this is always all about, specimen collection happens locally. These results will all be processed in a single large laboratory. And so, we'll be continuing to do the test sample taking locally, and then it'll get to the labs. And some of the logistics of that will need to be worked out yet. But doesn't mean that if we have, local capacity that can do likewise, that we won't use that.
Right.
But this is essentially, doubling or more than doubling our testing capacity. And that's why it's such a big deal.
So then moving from that point, if we can expand the testing, what does that mean for schools and businesses?
Well, I think being able to get test results fairly quickly now, sometimes you've got to wait several days and then to actually be tested and then wait for, at one point, it was, 10 days to 2 weeks.
I was one of those people who had to wait. My first test took 2.5 weeks to get back to me, so that was not good.
and so let's say you were potentially exposed to someone. If you can find out in 24 to 48 hours that you were not, your ability to get back into your job, to get back into school, all of these things to get back to normal life are really, really important. And then if you did test positive, now we're going to be able to say, okay, who'd you come in contact with, so we can get to them really quickly. So
right.
So they, in turn, don't spread to more and more people. So this is a really big deal. And I'm excited about the prospects of this. And the good news is that it's also going to bring the cost of this testing down, which is another big issue for us.
Yes, yes. Let's move on to the fires. The fires, of course, have impacted people who live in the West County, but it's also impacted businesses here. Are disaster loans available?
I believe that as part of the national or the major disaster declarations, mm-hmm. I believe that is the case. But I don't want to be inaccurate on that. I do believe that is going to be the case.
Okay. Okay, good. And probably checking out the SBA websites is a good way to find out.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then any updates that you can give us about the fires today?
Just that, unfortunately, the growth of the fires, certainly the Myers fire is well under control.
Mm-hmm.
we're just shy of 55,000 acres on the Wahlberg fire. And, you know, we're continuing to make progress. And I think that we're going to see smoke for quite a while because of the nature of the rugged terrain here. But it certainly feels like, you know, barring another bizarre weather event, that, you know, the worst is well behind us on this one.
That is good news indeed. Thank you so much for talking with us this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
That is Assemblyman Jim Wood here on the KSRO Live Line. I'm Michelle Marquis in the KSRO Newsroom.